Good morning and welcome to the third episode of ITS Coffee Talks. I'm Jacob Crawford, and today we'll be discussing the fate of Windows XP after its end of support date, April 8th, 2014. It's the sound that millions of people have been hearing around the world for over a decade. In October of 2001, Microsoft brought its new operating system to the world, Windows XP. For more than 12 years, Windows XP has been running on computer and enterprise machines alike, providing computer users across the world with a stable, reliable, and simple end-user experience. According to Net Applications, a web analytics firm, a worldwide 29.5% of desktops and laptops connected to the internet were using Windows XP last month, making it the second most popular operating system on Earth, behind Windows 7. However, all good things, and operating systems for that matter, must come to an end. And this April, Microsoft is dropping remaining support for Windows XP. For those still using it, there's two choices: upgrade or be left behind. For most versions of Windows, Microsoft releases periodic updates to the operating system when new vulnerabilities are discovered. In 2012, Windows XP saw 42 new vulnerabilities, and in 2013, that number more than doubled to 88 new vulnerabilities, including 47 so-called high-severity weaknesses. Attackers are also aware of the upcoming end of life in April, and security experts believe that cybercriminals have been gathering an arsenal of tools preparing to exploit out-of-date systems which still run XP when the countdown is over. Millions of users will probably miss the deadline, making it much easier for cybercriminals to exploit future vulnerabilities in Windows XP, which will forever remain unpatched after April 8th, 2014. So, once Microsoft officially stops supporting Windows XP, does that mean XP will immediately become obsolete? Not necessarily. For computers running XP that don't connect to the internet, there isn't a particularly high threat factor. But what about businesses, hospitals, or other organizations that have spent millions of dollars investing in customized software or systems that can only run on Windows XP and require internet connectivity? Or what about other organizations that simply can't afford hardware and software upgrade costs to move to new versions of Windows? One particularly effective way to secure unpatched Windows XP environments after April 8th is by implementing critical systems protection from Symantec. Within the security community, there's an annual conference called Black Hat. Black Hat attracts many seasoned computer security professionals every year, and during this conference, Symantec CSP, or Critical Systems Protection, was put to the test. CSP was installed on an unpatched version of Windows XP, using out-of-the-box policies, and prize money was to be awarded to anyone who successfully penetrated the system. According to Rapid7, an IT security company, the XP system on which CSP was installed had 10 known vulnerabilities. However, after much effort, not one person was able to capture the flag. CSP proved itself as a powerful solution to protect both physical and virtual servers. CSP is a tool that goes beyond traditional malware detection and antivirus scanning applications. CSP works by implementing policy-based security. It provides proactive network attack prevention by using the least security privilege containment approach. It doesn't use signatures and does not rely on continuous updates. Not only does CSP keep your machine safe even if unpatched, CSP protects against malicious insiders as well. Additionally, Symantec CSP works well with other Symantec security solutions, such as endpoint protection, to provide more holistic protection for your entire network. Not sure if CSP is right for you and your organization? Let's take a look at a few use cases. CSP provides the capability to harden and protect your VMware infrastructure, as well as your domain controllers, can address PCI requirements, can stop zero-day attacks, reduce the cost of support, and even shield embedded systems from targeted attacks. Old operating systems require expensive security patches to keep them secure. Applying patches causes downtime, and cybercriminals may attack during these patch cycles. Critical system protection can block unauthorized programs on servers, stop zero-day attacks, reduce maintenance costs, and protect systems between patch cycles. Many cybercriminals try to gain access to user credentials through Active Directory environments. Hence, Active Directory domain controllers are popular targets for attackers. The number of threats against Active Directory controllers continues to rise, and a breach can lead to devastating consequences. To meet PCI DSS compliance, organizations need to constantly monitor their environment for policy violations while implementing compensating controls for any exceptions to PCI DSS mandates. Critical System Protection offers real-time monitoring, consolidation event logs for reporting and analysis, prevents policy violations and tampering to configurations, and also provides compensating controls to meet specific PCI DSS compliance requirements, all in a single solution. POS systems, kiosks, ATMs, and internet connection sharing servers are mission-critical equipment for many organizations. However, these systems often have little protection against today's multiple threats, such as targeted attacks, running of unauthorized applications, and credit card theft. Traditional antivirus software can be employed by organizations, but they can negatively affect system performance through continuous signature updates. Critical System Protection can lock down and secure these embedded systems against unauthorized applications and malware with a lightweight but comprehensive security solution that is based on security policies and behavior lockdown, not continuous antivirus signature scans. For more information on how ITS partners can help you protect your Windows XP machines after April 8th, or to talk about Symantec Critical System Protection, go online to www.itsdelivers.com or call 1-877-258-4747. Thanks for listening to this episode of ITS Coffee Talks. I'm Jacob Crawford, and as always, enjoy the rest of your day.